Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Big two in the afternoon, big two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
When last we were in Morondoy, Kimon was diagnosed with chlamydia and was treated by the doctor for this sexually transmitted disease. He told Kavita that Sharona was to blame because she did not tell him that she had the infection. However, Kavita responded that he also was at fault for not practicing safe sex. Auntie Myrtle accosted Zena and Denzel in the supermarket and accused them of pretending to shop as husband and wife and ignoring the gossip about their relationship. She told Denzel that his mother had not seen him for 3 days and he needed to return home. However, Denzel responded that he was not a little boy and they needed to respect his decision to move in with Zena. And now as we return to Morondoy, Kavita and Sharona are at the doctor's office.
Thank you, Ms. Francis and Ms. Ram.
Please, call us Kavita and Sharona, doctor. I'm Kavita.
Okay, Sharona and Kavita.
Sharona, we have the results for your test. Would you like Kavita to leave the room? This is confidential.
No, doctor. It's okay. She's supporting me.
That's good. Sharona, it is confirmed that you have chlamydia.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Sharona. Everything will be fine.
I'm going to prescribe some antibiotics for you and I want you to take as directed, okay?
Yes, doctor.
Doctor, she may have had this for a while. Could there be any long-term damage?
I tried some home remedies and I thought I was okay. I didn't have any symptoms after a while. I just thought I was okay.
Unfortunately, chlamydia cannot be treated by home remedies. You can end up doing more harm to yourself. And to your question, Kavita, yes, there could be some long-term damage. Left untreated, chlamydia can have serious implications for women, like inflammatory disease and infertility.
What? I won't be able to have children?
We don't know that you're infertile, Sharona. But based on everything we've discussed and the examinations, you don't have pelvic inflammatory disease.
Thank God!
Pelvic inflammatory disease is serious. It can spread to the uterus, fallopian tube, and ovaries. This could cause severe pain, infertility, and a higher risk of ectopic pregnancies.
An ectopic pregnancy is when fertilization takes place outside the womb, like in the fallopian tubes, right?
Yes, the pregnancies don't last. It usually ruptures between 6 to 16 weeks and can be life-threatening.
Serious.
Wow.
But doctor, what about men? If they don't get treated for an STI like chlamydia, what can happen to them?
Both men and women have an increased risk of infertility by damage caused to their reproductive organs from the infection.
Don't cry, hon. It's okay.
Sharon, take your treatment and you will be fine. During treatment, I want you to abstain from sex, okay?
I didn't go looking for this. I was never a wild girl or anything. I didn't go looking for this.
Sexually transmitted infection can occur during your first sexual experience if we don't protect ourselves. You don't have to be promiscuous to become infected. That's why it's important to always practice safe sex.
But this wasn't my fault, doctor. I didn't have a choice whether to use a condom or not. I was taken advantage of by men I didn't even want to sleep with. And now Kimal hates me.
Don't worry. I will talk to him. I know my brother and I know he can forgive you.
Sharona, I can recommend some counseling for you. Would you be open to that?
Yes, doctor, please.
Good. It's nice that you have a support system in Cavito.
I couldn't let her do this alone, especially since it's not her fault.
I just want this nightmare to be over. I just want it to be over so I can feel like myself again.
You're gonna be okay, Sharona. I'm here for you.
Sharona, counseling will help you to work through whatever trauma you've experienced, okay? I want to encourage you to look after yourself physically and mentally.
Thank you, doctor.
Coretta, why are you sleeping on the job, man?
I'm sorry, Ignatius, but I barely get any sleep last night.
You and John were having the time of your life.
I wish.
What's wrong?
Ignatius, like I don't know what else to do. John making me life a living hell.
Man, Coretta, I can't believe you're still going through this same nonsense with this man.
You don't understand. I keep trying for putty out and he refused to go anywhere. Every day this man coming home drunk. Then on top of that, I got a little cousin staying with we. And he watching she like he wants she or something. This thing got me feeling so depressed. I really thought that when John come out of prison, me and he would have had a second chance.
Coretta, this is not you. I never see you like this. You need to get rid of John.
I'm trying to.
You need another man to put you in your place. Men like them only feel that they can bad up to woman.
He got so many issues.
You want to pass wrong or rough you up?
Me want you get involved.
No, no, no. Something got to be done.
Stay out of it, man.
I got me boys can rough you up too, you know.
Ignatius, I don't want you, your boys, or nobody rough up John. I think if I get he to go back to counseling, things can work out fine for me and he.
You can't force him to go to counseling. You gotta want to do that for himself.
I know.
If you ask me, you're fighting a losing battle. Alcohol mixed with abuse, a lethal combination.
Aye.
You gotta make sure you protect that young lady that's staying with you too. Suppose he do something to her.
Then is when I gonna kill you.
I don't want to see you go to prison, Coretta. It doesn't have to come to that. I tell you, let me rough you up. See if you can't catch yourself.
In me old age, I shouldn't be going through this.
You want to go through that.
I should be able to throw up me foot and stay home. But John ain't got no ambition. He doing the little bridge walk with Goldman and not a cent he ain't giving me. All going to rum and cigarette. I got a thief if I want money from me.
What an embarrassment of a man.
I can sort it out.
If you say so.
Gosh, I hate driving at this time of day. This traffic is crazy. You want to go grab something to eat before we head back to Marundai, Sharona?
Thanks, but I don't really feel like eating Cavito.
Come on, man. You have to put something in your stomach. Let's go to this nice little cafe.
Okay.
Everything will be okay.
You think I should call Kimal?
You want to call him?
Yes.
Okay, but don't tell him you're with me.
It's what nonsense this driver do, eh, man? Like he buy his license.
Kimmel? He hung up.
Don't worry about him.
Should I text him?
Why not? He might more respond to that.
Okay.
He needs to chill and understand what happened to you. The older I get, the more men seem to lack compassion. Kimmel is my brother, but he's always been a chicken.
I told him I'm sorry. You think he can take me back?
I don't know. But don't count on it. Besides, there are better fish in the sea.
But I really like him.
I know.
And I thought he liked me too.
He's just angry right now. Let him cool off.
You can talk to him for me?
Sure.
He messaged me back.
What did he say?
Sharona, please don't text or call me again. I don't want to see you. I got my treatment and I am good. I wish you the best. Our relationship is over?
Whoa! How could he be so cold? Sharona, don't cry over that stupid boy. He's my brother, but he's stupid if he can't forgive you for something that wasn't your fault.
I should have been honest with him.
Look, what's done is done. Forget about him. You're better off without him anyway.
Thanks for dropping me home, Ignatius. Look, John in the hammock. I hope he ain't drunk this afternoon.
Let me come out and talk to him.
Go home, man. I sure Shelly waiting on you.
It's okay, Coretta. Hey, John!
Ignatius?
I want to talk to you for a minute.
Ignatius, go long home, man. I could handle John.
What do you want to talk to me about?
I want you to get yourself together and treat her with respect. You see this woman that you're making your life a living hell?
Is who you think you're talking to, eh? Look, get out my yard, yeah?
I don't know who you feel you can chase out of me yard, John.
So this is your man, Coretta? You bring your man for beat me up?
Coretta's an employee of mine and a friend. Nothing more, nothing less. I wouldn't sit around with a man like you treating her like a dog.
Well, do something about it then. If you feel you's a bad man, Ignatius, do something about it.
John, take your hands out my face.
What you gonna do, eh? What you gonna do?
Tell your husband to get out of my face.
I tell you, go long your way, Ignatius.
You always pass me for turn up here for think you could talk to me some kind of way, eh? Play a stupid with me, Ignatius. I will joke you up here this afternoon.
No, Ignatius, go long home. John got a knife.
I'm not afraid of this coward.
Well, let me fight then. Do you want to fight?
Oh God, Ignatius, John, are you stop? Oh gosh, can't stop.
Shelly?
Ignatius? Oh gosh, you're bleeding.
Yeah, I got cut on my hand.
What happened?
It's Coretta Osmond, John. We got into a fight.
What?
It's just a flesh wound, man.
What nonsense is this? Ignatius, why are you fighting, John? You're lucky he didn't stab you.
Coretta living under some stress, Shelly. Today, she was falling asleep at work.
Yes, but she is your employee. You shouldn't get involved in her personal business.
Coretta and I were friends before she became my employee.
So because of that, you go to fight her husband? Ignatius, you must realize your age too, man. Man, you're dealing with enough already for you to do something like this.
I'm sorry, baby.
What if John had stabbed you to the heart or something?
I'm fine.
Iggy, please. I'm getting ready for my mastectomy and I need peace. What if I had to prepare for a funeral if John had killed you?
He didn't kill me. I am here. I can't see a woman being abused and not do something about it. Men like me who see these things and remain quiet are a part of the problem.
But please don't do this again. I'll go and get something to clean and dress the wound.
John, you see what you did here this afternoon? You dig your grave with me. I ain't taking it like this.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.